Hello.
Hi, this is Shindel from the home care agency you just called.
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear you. I wasn't able to hear anything. So,
I think the fan was on.
So what's your social?
584-16-2626.
2626. And you currently have an agency? You want to transfer, or you don't have an agency?
I have an agency, but they first put no Spanish.
Oh, they don't have Spanish speaking caregivers?
They're not caregivers, not staff. And I speak a little bit, but I don't understand everything.
Mhm. Well, who is your agency? Which agency do you have?
I was at number one care services.
Which one?
Number one care services, home care. Number one home care agency services. Let me see if I find that name. This is Fanny. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to see. Just give me a minute.
Yeah.
And is what's your address? Are you still at the 460 Olds Boulevard, apartment 208? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you still at the 460 Olds Boulevard, apartment 208?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and and that's
on this here.
Okay.
I'm trying to look for my coordinator, Miss Logan.
Mm-hmm. And now I see you have another number on file. Is that still your number 267-981-2375?
That's my old number.
It's no longer. Can I delete that?
No. I need to use 202-1697.
So can I delete the other one?
Yes.
Okay. So the new one is 267-202-1697.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So can we do a conference? So you need two caregivers. Two Spanish, you need caregivers Spanish speaking.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So
and can you get in touch with the coordinator?
Yeah, from Keystone?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a minute. We'll do a conference call. Just give me a minute. I'll see who the coordinator is.
Her name is Carla Garcia.
Oh, you have the name. Okay.
But I don't have the phone number.
Yeah, I'll look that up for you.
Thank you.
Carla Garcia, I have the number. So I'll call, I'll do a conference call. Just wait a minute, I'll bring her up on the line.
Can you give me the number because I needed to put it on my phone?
Okay, so the number is 215.
Yes.
817.
827.
817-9540.
849?
No, so it's 215-817.
Okay,
9540.
You took that. 215.
I'm sorry, 817.
Is that I cannot write fast because I have my hands sick.
So, You got 215-817?
Yeah.
95?
Yeah.
40.
Okay. Got it.
And I'll bring her up on the line now so we can have her send us the authorization.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a minute.
Yeah.
I know,
Paul.
I was almost ready to call the ambulance for you.
Oh, hi, my name is Shane. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I'm here on the line with Carmen Neves.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So she's calling. She wants to transfer hours back to our company, and we'll send her. She's looking for a Spanish-speaking caregiver, so we'll have our new caregiver.
Can you confirm her date of birth for me, please?
Her date of birth, 8/27/48.
And where are you calling from again?
Family First, Home Health Care.
Family First.
Hi, honey. Yes, we'll have a good.
The one on 1 Miami Drive, Suite 205?
Yeah.
Okay. And when is this going
to
be?
Get me a good because I don't have any.
You don't have no?
For 2 days, she didn't came.
Sorry, what did you ask?
When would be the effective date?
So tomorrow we're closed. Maybe you could do it somewhere next week. Like maybe for Tuesday, the second?
You wanted to start the second?
Yeah.
Okay, so effective December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
The authorization may not reflect that exact day because I have to send the request in addition to UM has to review it, take away the authorization from her previous agency, and then send it. So it may take some time to reflect to you guys. I just want to make you aware, but I will make it effective the 2nd.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay. Carmen.
Yeah.
¿Tú estás confirmando que tú quieres cambiarte a Family First?
Sí.
Okay. Ella dijo que va a ser efecto diciembre 2nd, okay?
Sí. Hoy.
El martes de la semana que viene.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good. Sí. Gracias.
Okay, perfecto. Yo voy a hacer todos los documentos como le expliqué a la muchacha. Yo lo voy a hacer efecto el día 2, a lo mejor no refleja para ellos, pero va a reflejar durante la semana y va a ser efecto el día 2.
Okay, es que la muchacha que me mandaron vino 2 días y después me dijo que tenía otro trabajo que ir y no ha venido.
Okay.
So,
que sea alguien.
Yo quiero a alguien que sea responsable.
Eso sería con la agencia. Tú hablarías eso con la agencia, que ellos te manden a alguien como usted quiera.
Okay.
Okay, yo soy
okay.
La coordinadora.
Sí.
A cargo de transferir los servicios de una agencia a la otra.
¿Tu nombre es?
Carla.
Oh, García.
Sí, correcto.
Okay. Qué bueno. Okay, pues está todo muy bien.
Okay.
Muy
right, gracias. I just confirmed she would like to switch to you guys effective the 2nd. She did state that she would like to, if you guys can just provide her a direct care worker that is just responsible. That's really it. So I just told her she would discuss that with you guys in regards to, you know, any type of caregiver that you guys send over.
Yeah. Carmen, yeah, if you could stay on the line, I have you transfer to the coordinator, so we'll discuss exactly what the needs for the caregiver.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day and happy holidays.
Okay. Thank you.
You
too. Okay, Carmen.
Yeah.
So let me see if Dean is available. So she will be the intake coordinator. So she will have a new caregiver for you.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a minute, and I'll see if she's available.
Your son said he's coming over to check on you.
You call him?
Yes, that was it. For 2 days you were out of it, and I couldn't even understand a word you were saying.
I was in.
And I didn't want nothing to happen.
I was in so much pain.
Uh-huh.
That I took it because it was raining. And I took the medicine. So when I take the medicine, I get out of it.
Yeah. And I've never seen nobody like that, you know. And I got scared.
Yeah.
I just want nothing to happen to you. I want you to live. I don't want you to die.
I'm going to die. We all going to die. But,
I know, but not in a hurry. Not you. You're a young woman yet.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Well, listen, I'm not going to be around tomorrow. I'll be with the family.
Okay.
And I just wanted to make sure you were all right. And I didn't want to leave and with something wrong with you, you know.
No, I'll be okay.
All right. I love you, lady.
I know. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too.
You're awesome.
All right. So I'm going to deliver mail. And I got my belly full of mail, so I got to deliver.
Your husband.
All right. You have a nice evening, and I hope you have a good Thanksgiving with the family, maybe.
I'm going to be here by myself.
You're going to be here? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's okay.
You sure? All right.
I'm used to it.
Oh.
I don't have nobody.
Well, I was surprised them four granddaughters came here yesterday. I was going to bring them down here to see you.
And David's going to Elena, and she cooked the.
Okay.
There. I don't want to go there.
No.
And well, she's the person that you go there, and she didn't tell you to come in or nothing. I didn't like the way she is.
I hope you'll be all right, sweetheart.
I will. That is good.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you, Alice.
Oh, you're welcome.
You too.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still trying to see if anyone is available to take the call. If not, I'll have someone call you from our intake team.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll see if anyone is available another 2 minutes, and if not, I'll have someone call you as soon as I'm available. Thank you so much for the time.
I called, but I didn't even remember the name of the agency.
Sorry?
What is the name of the agency there?
We're Family First, Home Health Care.
Actually, four. I used to have you before.
Right, and we're having trouble reaching you. And then now you said that you have a new number, right?
Yeah.
So we updated the number now, so now we can reach you because we were actually trying to find a caregiver for you, but we couldn't reach you.
Okay.
We're having trouble reaching you or your son, so we didn't have any contact. So I'm great that you called.
I have to call him.
I'm happy that
my neighbor called him and told him that I was I didn't want to wake up. He said I was so tired and in so much pain, and I took a medicine and put me to sleep. So she was scared, and she called my son, and it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that is good. I hope you find someone soon.
Yeah.
you know, when someone not responsible, because this agency was very irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody is responsible to the case, and if I called to take the phone call me back and, you know, and send the person here on time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If they send me the girl for these last days, I could keep it?
If we send for what?
If they send me the girl, at least because I have an appointment of when they're going to start, December 2nd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully we'll have for December 2nd. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is she going to have a car?
You want someone with a car?
Yes, someone with a car, because sometimes I need to go.
Oh, okay. In. So you want, no problem. So you want someone Spanish speaking with a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you prefer?
No, I'm sorry. No.
Okay, no problem. So you know what? I'll have Dina call you, okay? Because she's not available. She might be in a meeting, okay?
Okay.
So no problem. Just make sure to answer, and now we have your updated number, so we'll have someone call you.
How are you going to show up in the telephone?
So I'm not sure, but I'll tell you, it usually starts with the numbers 267-551. I'm not sure what it will say on the caller ID, but the numbers will be 267-551, and then depends on the extension. It depends on the last four digits, so usually the person extension. So,
okay.
But it will be with the numbers 267-551. That's the number that we usually, all our numbers start with.
So I recognize the phone to answer the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's no problem.
But also you have my direct number because I just called you back. So just in case you have any questions in the meantime, you can call me.
Calling because my phone sometimes don't register the number.
Oh, really?
Can I have the number, please?
Sure. So my number is 267.
Yes.
551.
Yeah.
7427.
It's 551, right?
267-551.
Oh my God, I cannot write. 551-7427.
So you got 267-551.
Mm-hmm.
7427.
Yeah. And
okay, you got it.
What's your name?
My name is Shindel.
Shindel?
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
It's no new usual name.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Sorry, my English is horrible.
And that's okay. It's very good. We can understand each other, so it's fine.
Okay, so they're going to call me back?
Yeah, they'll call you, yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling, okay? We'll be in touch. Have a